Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle Age Mini 244. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Going good.
I didn't know who was going to say first. It's going great.
Nate
he
snuck
paused
in there.
Just enough.
It's great.
He gave you a little opening.
I know.
Nate took it.
And I zigzag.
We're having a good night.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Staying dry.
Uh-huh. Staying dry. Good conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just had a great, great guest chat. Can't beat that with two sticks.
So. Great.
That's awesome.
It was. So, yeah, having a good night. So, let's just get right to it. Why don't we, Sean, tell the listeners what we're talking about.
We're diving in.
We're diving right in.
Yes. After 5 years, we should, right?
Fine.
We are going to talk about my pick. And one of the, this is another one of these. Did I pick this? I forgot about picking this.
How can you not know that you picked this?
I got too many things going on in my life. The Berg Elves Castle. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. I remember it now, but it's like when you sent it, I was like, oh, that sounds like a good one. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, yeah, I did pick this one. I remember it now. I know, right?
Yeah, foundation on it.
I do. The Elves Castle is steeped in ghostly lore, particularly the tragic tale of Agnes Elves, a spirited noblewoman from the 16th century. It is also, it's often referred to as the fairy tale castle of Eiffel Forest. It is a breathtaking 12th century fortress nestled in the Elsbach Valley near Wiersum, Germany. That's not too bad for the German.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think so. I think Wiersum.
Yeah, when you get a picture in your head of a castle, fairy tale castle.
This is it, right?
This matches it pretty closely.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a nice one.
Many levels. I like the I like the architecture. Berg Elves Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Says here it was built in the 12th century along the Lower Elz River.
Yep.
The castle was built atop a 70-meter high rock, giving it a commanding view of the Elsbach Valley and River Elz, which flowed around the base of the castle on three sides. Berg Elves is one of the few Rhenish castles never to be destroyed. As a result of skillful diplomacy, the castle avoided conflict during the 30 Years' War when the French destroyed most of the Rhine castles. Although the castle existed in relative peace through the centuries, it has a resident ghost.
Mm. Watch out, right?
Yeah. Now, how about that?
It's been owned by the same family for over 850 years.
That's a long time.
33 generations.
That's a lot of generations, right?
It is a lot of generations.
And the oldest part was actually built in the 9th century.
Ah.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
It is one of the best preserved medieval castles in Germany.
Yeah.
In Deutschland, right? Castle sits atop, like you said, the 70-meter rock outcrop surrounded by the river. And so it makes it for a very picturesque storybook setting, right? Mm-hmm. I do. It is. It's like if you look at the pictures, it's stunning views. I think the word that comes to mind is enchanted, you know, which makes it that fairy tale feel, right?
It is.
It's a funny movie, by the way. That's kind of cute.
It is.
I'm going to try to pronounce this.
Go for it.
Gannerbinberg.
Just the way.
Just
you didn't
off
say it funny. It was just
Gander Bingberg.
Bing bong. It's just funny.
Bing bong. Bing bong.
Which is, I guess it's a castle divided in several parts, which belong to different branches of the family. All families own their own part of the castle, but all of them together share the defensive fortifications.
Ah.
It was resided by three family branches, the servants, craftsmen, and other families who supported the Elves family lived in the village below the castle.
Oh, okay. I see. It's all come together.
Did you see the Agnes part? Did you guys want to talk? Did you know much about the Agnes?
Go ahead.
It says, the 15th Count of Elves had a daughter named Agnes. who was raised with brothers and loved to play as a knight with her brothers rather than dressing up in beautiful clothes. And she was strong-willed. As customary of the time, and to strengthen the family's position, her father promised her in marriage to the knight of Bronsburg. Agnes met the boy she was to marry, found him dull and aloof, and decided to ignore him. A few years later, he was invited to a large festival at the castle in preparation for marriage. During the festivities, Agnes again tried to ignore Bronsburg until he could not take it any longer. He grabbed her onto the dance floor and kissed her.
Mm.
Her response was quick as she smacked him across the face. The embarrassed knight was enraged, threw his gloves at the feet of the Elts family, and stormed out of the castle, expecting the knight to return and attack the castle due to disrespect that was endured him from Agnes. They waited anxiously, preparing to defend the castle and Agnes. Months went by with no sign of the knight, so the men of the family started to relax and left on a 3-day hunting trip. That very night, knights under the command of Bronsburg stormed the castle, killing the guardsmen. Agnes would not sit by and watch her home being attacked, so she donned her brother's armor and went out to fight. She came face to face with Knight Bronsburg and started attacking him. Not knowing it was Agnes under the armor, he fought back, striking her in the chest, whereby she collapsed and died. He lifted the visor on her helmet, realized what he had done, and fled the castle, never to be seen again. The most haunted room in the Burgs Elts is the Countess Room, which belonged to Agnes. The room still contains the armor she wore when she died from the battle axe. Castle staff say Agnes also haunts the hallways, turning lights on and off and opening locked doors in the middle of the night. There are also claims of a phantom knight on horseback that can be seen at the castle gate, and some say it may be Knight Bronsburg returning to the castle seeking forgiveness from Agnes.
Whoa. That was a lot.
This is a legit picture of him. No, that looks legit, right? maybe it's silhouette. You know,
he was a little forceful, grabbing her and
right.
Give me the dance
give
floor.
Give us a kiss.
Yeah, I like how they mentioned that he threw his gloves down. Like right, that, that's so old school.
I'll show you.
Yeah,
pish posh.
That's he was ticked.
He was ticked.
Throwing his gloves down.
He was very patient, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just waited for the right opportunity.
Yeah. I've got one here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, another reported ghostly sighting at Burg Castle is one of an unknown person wrapped in a white flag thrown over the south, now demolished, wall of Burg Castle. The backstory to why this unknown person was thrown over the wall of Burg Castle has been lost to time. As it's weird, it says, has been lost to lost to time.
It's been lost.
Though the EDP does point out that this was a common form of punishment for people who were found guilty of wrongdoing back then. So, the unknown person wrapped in a white flag.
There are claims of a phantom medieval knight on horseback at the gate. Some believe this is the knight of Bronsburg looking for Agnes and her forgiveness.
I showed you that legit picture. That's cool, though. That is kind of cool. Poor guy. He is looking for forgiveness, isn't he?
Did you guys see that there are not just human ghosts or hauntings? There's actual phantom. There's a phantom dog.
Oh, ooh. I thought you were going to say cat.
It says it is not only ghosts of humans who are rumored to haunt the Burg Castle. This part of Norfolk might be well known for sightings of Black Shook, a ghostly large black dog. Large back dog with red eyes who's commonly thought to be an apparition of the devil.
Yes, it's a hellhound, right?
Black Shuck, however, is not the only ghostly black dog thought to roam the area. The area surrounding Great Yarmouth, in particular Burg Castle, is thought to be the favorite haunt for a black dog known as Old Scarf. Old Scarf is thought to be the apparition of Baron Rudolph Scarf, who in the 13th century was said to be a mercenary knight who fled to the village of Burg Castle after he was excommunicated from Germany. This excommunication apparently occurred because of him being notorious for unspecified wicked and depraved actions. After Scarf arrived at Burg Castle, he continued with his evil acts. This upon his death led to the devil sending the Scarf back to earth as a black dog to cause further havoc for the areas surrounding the village and further afield to Great Yarmouth.
So I was originally, I was going to say that sounds made up, but that was so much detail that that couldn't be made up.
No.
And then when you're talking about Black Dogs, Black Dog makes me think of Led Zeppelin. So, and they didn't, they recorded Black Dog in a castle or some kind of an old medieval place that yeah. there was a black dog who'd run around. That's why they named it Black Dog, was because mm-hmm. of this. I like to think of it. It was a hellhound basically. That was, that was kind of up. But
The castle is open to the public and it has a very nice treasure room full of gold, ooh, silver, ivory, and china.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of historical weapons as all as well.
Oh, nice.
I just want to go see Agnes. Agnes.
So if you come visit, you might catch a glimpse of her.
Oh. Yeah. And the Black Knight and the Black Dog.
And the Black Dog. Black Knight. Oh. It is a really cool looking castle.
I would agree with that.
I like to visit. I say put this on the list. Do we know anybody? No, we don't know anybody that's in Germany, do we? So we know Tommy in the UK. We know Jenny in Ireland.
This is like the main. So I don't know how many of these, Germany. These kind of pictures I saw of this particular like shot of it with somebody standing there. There were models, there were girls in dresses and whatever, but that's like the picture to take. Some people are facing it, but most people are like looking at the castle. It's just like their little silhouette in front of this gigantic castle.
It is big.
It is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you say that? You said that it was the 9th century.
9th century is the oldest part of it.
That's crazy. That is insane.
I just don't understand how they even did that back then.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like
I don't either.
Think about the manpower and the patience and the fact that it still stands, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's wild.
I know. Hmm. Pretty cool. What else you got on the Burg Castle?
We're going.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going.
It can't be any more than a couple hours to get there, right? It's a long flight.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a distance. Yeah, it was very cool. There's a, I like this picture right here. It's got the fog.
Oh, like yeah. That. Yeah. Well, see, that makes me, so it's surrounded by fog, or not fog, by a forest, and which look magical and enchanted.
Yeah, it
and does. I want to know how haunted the forest is. That's what I want to know.
Oh, that could be.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Visitors have
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yeah. visitors have also reported hearing the clinking of armor and disembodied voices echoing through the halls.
It's unnerving.
You can see spectral figures, unexplained cold spots, and the feeling of being watched.
I could see that.
They have recorded EVPs and other phenomena. Adding to the reputation of the haunted location.
Hmm.
It's an 80-room castle, so it's huge, which you can already tell that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you know there's upwards of 20,000-plus castles in Germany? You think that's all there was?
20,000?
That's what it says.
Good grief.
It says traditionally all of Germany's 20,000-plus castles.
Jeez.
It's one of the most. This one is one of the most intact of all the traditional castles that hadn't. And some say, of them,
some of them have to. Some be of them got chance. Destroyed.
Oh, absolutely.
But 20,000—that's a lot,
right?
Hmm. Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that. I mean, I don't know what I would have said, but 20,000 sounds like a lot of castles. Yeah, it's a pretty neat place. Medieval and Renaissance styles are mixed, giving the castle a fairy tale like look. I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 33 generations. That's pretty crazy.
At times, tourists hear the sounds of battle in the nearby fields.
Oh, there you go. So
that's worth price of admission right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say so. Hmm.
I'm looking at all the surrounding like towns and burgs and whatever, and I don't know any of it. And like, I really don't know Germany as well as I'd like to think I do. There's Lutz, which I'm familiar with, and there's a town called Munster Muffield, but it's like 20 letters long. Well, Munster Muffield. But yeah, so I have no idea.
There are mentions that you can hear shuffling of feet and sounds of marching coming from the oldest part of the castle.
Shuffling, you say?
Shuffling.
Like an old man shuffling down the hallway.
It's apparently West Germany, if you have the little... It's kind of cool that it's bouncing. It's right there, Germany.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. GPS has never done that for me before.
It gets good reviews on TripAdvisor. It's good ratings.
I can't imagine how it couldn't, right?
One investigator said that she witnessed warrior apparitions appear on the grounds of the castle. Some of the ghostly warriors appear to be conflicted or be in conflict. The apparitions appear quickly and disappear quickly.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the pictures. Very cool. That is a castle. You guys got anything else on it?
No, I can't even spell that. I was trying to figure out how far away it is, but it's ungodly far. I tried.
What's the driving distance?
Yeah, right. It's a long flight.
4 hours.
Yeah, my German's not so good. GPS we'll is make like, it, what?
Let's make it to Ireland first before exactly. We go to Germany.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do that.
Since we know Jenny, she'll set us up.
There is another ghost by the name of
Nate's coming up with all kinds of them.
Little Peter.
Little Peter.
Who roams the halls.
All right.
Hey, what they have written down here.
Just reading what? Okay.
I dare not say what I am thinking.
A tourist encountered Little Peter. Little Peter appears in front of Conrad and laughed at him. I guess Conrad's another investigator. And laughed at him and pointed at his nose. Little Peter then disappeared. And then Conrad went to the restroom only to discover that he had a pimple on the edge of his nose. He believes that Little Peter was laughing at the inflamed red bump on the tip of his nose.
Huh.
I blame that it's getting late is why I'm starting to giggle. That's all I'm going to blame that on.
Huh.
So I will leave it there at Little Peter.
Leave it up to you to
because find that's the end of the article.
Little Peter.
Yeah, looking in on Little Peter.
I take got zero got, fault of this.
I've got a I great. Have, that's a wrap. If
you must share it off air, probably. Yeah. But yeah, whatever.
No, it's
not, oh, it's an on air. Oh,
it's an on air.
Let's do it.
I don't know. I don't want. I mean, I don't want, it's his thing. It's his.
I still want to hear it at some
point. It's Nate's deal. On I'll say it after he does his. That's a wrap. If,
that okay. Sounds fair.
We'll have two wraps.
So what do you have for us, Nate?
Be kind to your little Peter. And that's a wrap.
Is that what yours was?
I was going to say we're all petered out.
Oh, that's good. I got nothing over here. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 244 and our discussion on the Burg Eltz Castle. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.